And as we get ready to go into the last half of the fifth inning, all set to move into the Gillette microphone, is Red Barber. And it's always great to be able to work with a great announcer. Red, I mean that from the heart. It's always a wonderful pleasure to be able to associate with you on these World Series broadcasts or any other.
Thank you, Mel. And at the two-way street. Now, Big Rashi trying to nail down the World Series New York. Makes his first pitch to Campanella a good one for a call strike as we move along with the last half of the fifth inning. Big crowd sitting and sort of stirring restlessly. Yankees on top of a big score now, 7-1. Curveball is over for a call strike. Nothing in two. That was a nice one that he spun off. Rashi on the mound. This is his second appearance. As Mel pointed out to you, he started the second game. He's coming back with 2 days' rest. He won 21 ball games, was a strong man on the mound staff for the Yankees. And Casey Stengel, out of nothing else than sentiment, would give his biggest winner, who pitched the pennant-winning game Sunday, an opportunity to go today. Throw, curve low outside, ball one. What we mean by sentiment was that if Stengel had started somebody else and the Yankees had won today, then Rashi would not get a chance to get even with the boards. He was the losing pitcher in game two. So that's why he drew the assignment today, among other reasons, of course. It may very well be that Stengel felt he was his best possible pitcher anyhow. Curve outside, and it's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Filibera, who's had to catch through the series with a bruised left thumb. Every one of these pitches hurts him. That's a jaw there. That ball settles in that catching mitt. Far down to give the sign. Big Cal Hubbard, working balls and strikes, standing directly behind the receiver. Here's the right-hander's 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled straight back on the screen and out of play. Campanella's up for his second at-bat. Rashi, we're just moving along with the efficiency of a well-oiled machine and knocking off the first seven batters to Campanella doubled in the third inning. And two down, Reese singled him over. Brooklyn's run. I feel very much around toward left. There's a slight breeze that is blowing out toward left, but it is not a too strong game factor. Campanella hits a high foul, back out of play again, still 2-2. As Mel gave you the figures a few moments ago, is brought in by the Brooklyn Road Secretary, Al Park, 33,711 here to see this fifth game of the series, third game of the set at Ebbets Field. Now let's see, the Sunday game carries on. Rashi pitches again, 2-2. Campanella hits a hot line drive right at Rizzuto, and the fine little shortstep holds it as he drifts into the hole between third and short. So, one up, one away, last half of the fifth. The Yankee defense has been extremely sound. Outside of a boot which meant nothing, the way Reynolds was pitching the opening game by Coleman, there have been no other mistakes. Now a pinch hitter, Tommy Brown, a right-hand batter, is coming up to hit the batter. Samara, who has relieved for the last two and the third innings, is out of there. And Brown, making his second appearance as a pinch hitter, he's 0-1. Spender, right-hand hitter, takes a fastball through there for a call strike. Rashi, who is primarily a control pitcher, is making his pitches good as early as he can on these hitters. He's pitching with a six-run lead. Works, curveball too high, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brown hitting for batter here in the last of the fifth. Rashi not wasting much time. Carl Erskine is the only pitcher working in the Brooklyn bullpen, throwing to Sam Naron, so we presume it will be he who will come on to pitch against the top of the Yankee batting order in the sixth inning. New York 7, Brooklyn 1. Fastball swung on, fouled off. And the count now goes 1-2. The ball spun back and into the permanent press box, which is suspended from the roof of these double-deck stands here at Ebbets Field. So, one of the members of the Fourth Estate has a World Series souvenir. One ball, two strikes. Outfield around toward left. Infield is straight away. That's Henrik, Coleman, Rizzuto, and Brown. Rashi works 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. So Brown is set down, and that's the fifth strikeout for Rashi. Barrow fires the ball down to third. Brown trots over toward the mound, tosses it underhand now to the pitcher. Let's see, the outfield moves a step more toward left. That's Woodling in left field, who's had a perfect afternoon with a walk, single, and double. DiMaggio, and I know that the sentimental heart of the American public was glad to see him belt one, is in center. And the right fielder's Mapes. Pee-wee Reese up. Fastball over for a call strike. Pee-wee leads the Dodgers with the most hits. He has five. One for two today. Five for 16 for the series. Swings, there's another one. A line drive over third down in left field. So Reese is on at first. And this fine money player for the Dodgers ever since he came up in 1840. Continues to show why people consider him one of the fine shortstops anywhere around. Line single into left. And hit number five for Brooklyn. Jorgensen, the smallish southpaw swinging third baseman. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 today and is 2 for 11 in the series. Brashy pitches, fastball swung on, trickled up toward first. Henry comes on, picks up the ball, and steps on the bag for the third out. So that ends matters, the last of the fifth inning. No runs, one hit. Well, we'll check our five inning totals. For the Yankees, seven runs. They're all officially scored as earned. A half a dozen hits into New York and errorless defense. Far for the Dodgers, one run. Off Rashi, which is earned, five hits, which have been pretty well scattered. And for the Dodgers, one error, which was Barney's throwing error in the first inning. Barney was wild at the bell, and that wildness so far has been the turning point of the ball game. He walked the first two hitters, and then in throwing high to second base on a pickoff play, moved them over an extra notch. Well, that's the Brooklyn Dodgers symphony over saluting now the commissioner and Governor Dewey. And playing he's a jolly good fella. Speaking about the runs being officially scored as earned a moment ago, we'd like to comment that the work of the three official scorers as appointed by Commissioner Chandler has been very sound and very sure. The official scorers are Oscar McGahn of the New York Times, Milton Gross of the New York Post, and Lou Niss of the Brooklyn Eagle. Erskine has been officially announced and is out on the mound. Warming up his right arm, preparatory to taking over. E-R-S-K-I-N-E. Carl Erskine. He'll be pitching to Rizzuto, who's had a perfectly grand series to cap a splendid year all season long in the American League. Little shortstop has only been up officially once so far this afternoon. That was a fly ball to center field. He walked to begin the ball game, which was as pivotal a play as you can get. Then he got the sacrifice in the second inning when he was bunting, presumably for a base hit, but still moved a man over. So therefore, he was officially scored as a sacrificer. He has three hits for 16 official at-bats. He's a tough target. He has good eyes. Very quick with his wrists. And he is small, just a little bit over 5 feet. In fact, when you see him in street clothes walking around with these athletes, you figure, well, gee, that must be the bat boy. Little Rizzuto, who can play this game with just as big fellas as they come. Erskine makes his first pitch of fastball in under the hands for ball one. We said that Erskine was a smallish right-hander. Well, of course, he's a pretty good-sized fella compared to Rizzuto. For these smallest pitches usually go. Delivers, fastball inside, and Rizzuto, who had stood up to it, apparently had his mind set for a curve or something, had suddenly backtracked there at the last split second. 2-0. Outfield shaded toward left. Third baseman Jorgensen is off the bag, suspicious of a bunt. Hodges is a couple of steps up at first. Robinson up at second. Fastball in, under the hands for ball three. So Rizzuto is in the catbird seat now as far as the count is concerned. 3-0. The Yankees out in front, 7-1. Barney, who started in 2 2/3 innings, walked six men. Didn't take many hits to capitalize in a bushel basket full of runs. Throw, missing for ball four. So Erskine gives up a walk. This is the seventh Yankee to get a free ticket. Rizzuto, for the second time, has walked, and he's at first, and here is Tommy Henrick. Infield up halfway. Henrik runs up his over bunt, then takes, and it's a call strike. Up goes that big right hand, even bigger, Cal Hubbard. Hubbard back at the plate. Ridden at first base. at second, Passarella. Jorda at third. In the foul corners, Barr in left and Hurley in right. Erskine in position, checks first. There goes Rizzuto. There's a curveball chopped into right field, a hit and run play. Rizzuto wheels right around second, comes on into third. Rackley wheels, throws into second base, a shortstop race, and it's a hit and run single into left field for Henry. So Erskine has no sooner come on than he's drawn a couple of totters, a base on balls and a single. And Yogi Berra, who is 0 for 3 today, in a crouch, swings and drives the ball foul into the right field corner. He really swings that wood. When he first came up to the Yankees, they didn't know where in the world they were going to play him, whether they were going to catch him, play him in the outfield, or just what. But they knew they were going to play him, for as Bucky Harris said a couple of years ago, anybody who can swing that bat's going to be out there playing. Swing it the way he swings it, and he swings it. Infield is up, hoping for a play at the plate. The Yankees leading 7-1 and pressing forward here in the sixth inning. Nobody out, men at first and third. There's a fly ball into left field. Rackley is going back underneath it. Rizzuto tags to third. There's the catch in deep left. The throw goes to second, conceding the run and holding Henrik the runner at first to first base. So for New York now, 8-1. And Berra bats in a run with a long fly ball to left field. The Yankees have now scored in five of the six innings in which they have come up to the plate. And Big DiMaggio gets a big hand. Joe finally hit one. I know he must feel immeasurably better. He hit that home run in the left field corner in the fourth inning. His second series hit and his first real solid hit. The other was a squibber up toward third. Outfield toward left. Joe swings as a high pop fly into short right. Second baseman Robinson is out. Under it. And takes it. Henrik holding on at first. Two men are gone. And Tommy Brown, who continues to play great ball in the World Series. Let him get in the series. And he almost takes over the show. Henrik at first, ready to set sail. Dickey coaching at first base. Frankie Crosetti at third. Infield is now all in shadow. So is left field. Center field and right field still have sun. Erskine delivers. Curve swung on, drilled into right field. It is fair by about a yard in the corner. And here is Henrik wheeling into third. The ball gets away from Hermanski. Henrik is being waved on in by Crosetti. The throw is being relayed by Robinson. Henrik comes on to score. And two-third goes Brown. The ball gets away from Campanella. And here is Brown coming on in to score, standing up at the plate. So that will probably be scored as a triple and an error. The high bouncing throw from right field to Hermanski got off the leaping form of the catcher, Campanella, and went back to the stands. It could be scored as a double, as the throw-in, and as an error, or a triple and an error. However, it's a run batted in by Brown down into the right field corner. Gives him another one. The Yankees get two more runs over to go out in front 10-1. And Clyde Sukeforth begins that slow death march out to the mound. He is the fellow that takes the news after the pitcher's to manage a shot. That is scored as a three-bagger, and the error is being charged against second baseman Robinson on his relay. Told you that Robinson relayed the throw, and I think a moment later I hastily said that the right fielder's throw bounced high over the catcher. It was Robinson's relay, and Robinson is charged with the error. That is a triple for Brown. That's all for Erskine. He's out of there, and here's Hatton coming on for the second straight day. A triple for Brown. At the second time, he's tripled. Well, I guess Hatton knows Erskine field because Brown tripled off Hatton yesterday. Brown, a three-bagger in the right field corner, and never stops running on the concomitant error, which is charged against the second baseman. Brown scores. The announcement has now been made, and Hatton is officially the pitcher, and Erskine vacates the mound for him. Tommy Henrik is scored officially as coming all the way in, of course, on the three-bagger. Now leaving the Brooklyn dugout, going down to the bullpen, is Irv Felica. Hatton takes over on the mound. It is 10-1 in favor of the rampaging Yankees. And Casey Stengel himself seems to be visibly relaxed down there in the Yankee dugout. I don't think he's particularly concerned now about events. He's got a lot of pitchers, especially one guy named Joe Page down the bullpen. Of course, he's got one that's going very well on the mound. And the percentages are stacking up higher and higher with the American League champions. They're leading now by an aggregate score of 10-1. Now Hatton's about ready to go, and the batter that he'll pitch to is the left-hand hitting left fielder, Gene Woodling, who's had a perfect afternoon. And with this huge margin, Stengel is not making the reverse by pinch hitting with the right-hand batter. Hatton throws, fastball in there for a call strike. Nobody on. The first 9 runs for the Yankees are to be scored as earned. Whether the 10th one is to be scored as earned or not remains to be seen. The error was not of the out-making variety. Pitch, curveball low, 1-1. Woodling, who walked in the first inning, singled in the center in the third and doubled in the fifth. Scored 2 runs. 3 hits for 8 official at-bats. Fastball is in under the hands, and it is 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. The Yankees, of course, leading in games, 3-1, and leading in runs in this one with the Dodgers, Dormy, 10-1. 2-1 pitch, swung on, there's a drive into left center field. She's in there for a base hit and passed correctly, at least for a double. Here's Woodling coming into second, standing up to continue his bid for a perfect afternoon, and this makes all 10 of the Yankee runs earned. So a solid line drive double for Woodling, which gives him 3-for-3. His third hit. His hit charged to Hatton, of course. The Yankee runs, the first 5 charged to starter Barney, the next 2 to Batter, the next 3 to Erskine. Hatton, of course, is completely responsible for Woodling at second base. Cliff Mapes, who is 0-for-1 officially, 1-for-8 in the series, left-hand batter, 1-for-8 in the series, left-hand batter, takes a high inside curve for ball 1. His base hit yesterday was a very big one for New York, with a ball game standing even. He sliced a double in the left field corner, knocked in the first 2 runs, and the Yankees were never headed. Swung on a high fly ball into short left. Rackley comes in, the left fielder's under it, backs up, makes the catch. So that closes matters in the top of the 6th inning, and the Yankees pick up 3 more runs, 3 more hits. There's one Brooklyn error. And at the end of 5.5 innings, the score stands now, New York 10 and Brooklyn 1. Lou Boudreau of the Cleveland Indians says that he'd rather go without his morning coffee than passive shaving. Yes, Lou uses Gillette's Super Speed Razor, and here he is to tell you why.
Well, fans, that's because it makes shaving something to look forward to.
And what way, Lou?
Well, Red, shaving is no longer a chore. It picks me up, gives me a feeling of well-being. In fact, it's as important as breakfast to me.
Well, you don't mean that you'd rather shave than eat, do you?
Oh, no, but I just don't feel right until I do shave.
Fans, with a Gillette Super Speed Razor, shaving is a refreshing experience and far more convenient than ever. Ask for a Gillette Special World Series set. Get this fine one-piece razor and a 10-blade Gillette dispenser in a handsome styrene travel case. A big $1.75 value for only a dollar. Last half of the 6th inning, the Yankees 10, the Dodgers 1. Well, to be perfectly factual about it, if Brooklyn can pull this one out today, this is going to be an explosion that will be topped pretty much only by several of atomic origin. However, this is an unpredictable ball club, a dead game ball club, and it's a ballpark that is fated for the unexpected. Let's almost take it for granted around the Diggins and Flatbush, so let's hold on and see. Duke Snider, first up, last in the 6th. Right-hander Rashi pitches, and Snider swings, busts the ball out deep into left center field, and it's in there for a base hit, comes off the wall. Snyder's coming into second base. Woodling throws in, and it's a double for Snider. The ball gets through from Coleman, but Rashi backs up the play, and Snider's content to stay at second, lashing out with a double. So the Duke, who's been swinging away, double up the alleyway and left center field. This gives him his second World Series hit. This is hit number 6 this afternoon off Rashi. The Dodgers, trailing by 9 runs, have only 2 alternatives, as they say in baseball. You swing or you take. In other words, you swing to hit and you take to try and get a base on ball. 10-1 New York. Rashi is uniform shirt now becoming sweat-stained as he's been toiling steadily along. Big right-hander. Robinson, who is 1-for-2 today, backs out as Rasher gets all set. Time is called. Robinson has 3 hits for 14 at-bats. At field toward left. Jack runs up, his over bunt and takes the pitch inside for ball one. Snyder at second, and of course we'll try and run the bases conservatively. Manager Stengel steps to the front of the dugout and says, look out for the bunt again. The pitch. Fastball that is outside just by a tick for ball two. Rasher trying to keep control of the situation with a 9-run lead, delivers in there for a call strike. He hasn't been fooling with his curve so much. He's been primarily a fastball pitcher this afternoon. 2 balls, 1 strike. Robinson swinging, fouls it back. 2-2. Snyder not only came up with a base hit for himself in the 6th inning, which will help his feelings immeasurably, but by getting a base hit, he saw to it that he didn't strike out. He's only 1 strikeout away from tying the record for a batter striking out the most in a 5-game series. Rogers Hornsby struck out 8 times in 1929. Robinson takes the curve outside, 4 ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Snyder has struck out 7 times in the series. 3-2. That's the ball and strike count. 1 out, last of the 6th. Rasher pitching with a little bit more deliberation now. He's probably beginning to get tired. He's come back after 2 days' rest. Big right-hander throws outside for ball 4, and Robinson achieves his objective, getting on base with a base on balls, which is the first given up by Rasher. And pitching coach Jim Turner steps to the front of the Yankee dugout and motions to the Yankee bullpen with his left hand. What do you think that means? Only one thing, Joe Page. And there's Big Page, starting to warm up, and he knows how to warm up. He doesn't leave any of his pitches down in the bullpen. Well, the Yankees want to end it. There it is, Page throwing in the bullpen. The Yankees leading 10-1. The batter is Gene Hermansky at the plate. Swings and fouls the ball out of play, back on the screen. Nothing and one. Big Rasher takes the sign from Stocky Boa, pitches. There's a bounding ball hit through between first and second in the right field. Snyder being waved by Stock around third. He comes on in to score, and when the ball is bobbled in right field by Mates Robinson, who had stopped at second, picks up close to third. Hermansky holds it first. That makes it a 10-2 ball game, and an error is charged on Mapes in right field. You can't bobble that ball for so much as a split second on Robinson. His reflexes are amazingly rapid. So Hermansky singles in to right. Dodge, if nothing else, are going to worry the Yankees and Stengel as much as they can. They got Stengel up in front of the dugout hollering now. Robinson stopped at second, moves over to third on right field and makes his miscue. Snyder scores, of course. Up now is Gil Hodges. He singled his last trip. He's 1-for-2 today. He has 3 hits for 14. Outfield round toward left. 10-2 ball game. Favor New York. Nobody out. Slow curve is over for a call strike. And Page is warming up in the Yankee bullpen. You watch him warm up, you would think he was being very lackadaisical. Very unconcerned. That is a part of his ability to do so much work. He just gets sort of loose down there. And he gets right on the edge of where he's ready to throw hard, and then he takes the mound. Robinson off third. Mansky off first. The Yankee infield is up only 1 or 2 steps in double play depth. The outfield toward left. Rasher pitches a curve, swung on and missed. Strike 2. He spun a big, slow breaking curve over. Broke it off very nicely. Nothing in 2. For the Yankees, 10. For the Dodgers, 2. There's a lot left to happen in this ball game. Gillette folks, mighty happy to send it to you wherever you are, wherever you happen to be. Hodges leaning in slightly, Rasher pitches, curve low outside. Barrow goes down nicely to his right to hold the ball up. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2. Before the ball game, we had a talk with Billy Southworth, and we're very happy to tell you that he feels fine. He looks fine. He's all set to resume the managership of the Boston Braves next year. He was pretty sick. He'd gone as far as he could go. The 1-2 pitch. Curve swung and a miss. Strike three, and Hodges is struck out on big breaking stuff. This is the sixth strikeout for Rashi. Rashi struck out in eight innings, four men in game two. Rashi apparently found that his hands were perspiring a great deal, and Stengel held up Powell in the dugout, but Rashi said, well, I don't want it. So he's gone back to the mound. Henry could come over from first base to visit with him, goes back to first. Mansky at first base, Robinson at third. Those are the two runners. One man out. The batter is Marvin Rackley. He was 0 for 2. Both times he's been up, he struck out. He's 0 for 4 in the series. Works well up on the handle of the bat. Small left-hand hitter. Swings on a curve, hits it down to first base. Henry got and bluffs the runners. Let's see. Bluffs Robinson back. Steps on first for the out on Rackley. Holds Robinson at third base. Mansky moves on to second. Jack, of course, in other words, had the one run meant anything, I think he'd have tried. But, of course, when you're eight runs behind, you don't risk an out. So Henrik just waved his arm menacingly once, and Robinson obligingly darted back into third base. Mansky moved over to second. So Rackley is just out routine to the first baseman. Unassisted. That's the second out. Roy Campanella, who has had a fine series to cap a very solid season. Campanella, who is 1 for 2. Four hits for 14 at-bats. Right-hand batter. First base is open, but there's two out there pitching to him. That eight-run advantage lets you do it the way you want to do it. The Yankees leading 10-2. Last of the sixth. Rashi takes a long time getting the sign. Pumps once, pitches a curveball in there. Call strike. Rashi settled down, get the last two outs. So Page is promptly sloughed off. Throw. Curveball, low outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Rashi, apparently feeling that being tired, that he's losing something on his fastball, is going to his curve more and more. Casey Stengel. Moving around, hollers something after Rashi, and Vic nods, uh-huh. The pitch is a fastball in there for a call second strike. 1-2, one ball, two strikes. Robinson at third. Took a long run down just then. Mansky at second. Hatfield very much around toward left. Campanella, stocky, strong, open stance. Takes an outside curve that's down into the dirt. Gets away from Bello, who picks up the ball. Throws down to third base. Robinson just to slide back. It was a bang-bang play. That ball hit into the dirt and spun out of Barrow's mitt and looked as though it might be getting ready to be a wild pitch. But Barrow promptly recovered it on the first bounce, and Robinson, who immediately started toward home plate when he saw the ball hit the ground, was hard-pressed to get back as Barrow recovered. He lost his mitt in the process, but he didn't bother to pick it up. He just picked up the ball and fired it down to third. Two balls, two strikes. Page resumes throwing once in a while leisurely in the Yankee bullpen. The 2-2 pitch is a curve over but too high. So it is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Last of the sixth inning. Ball game is now 2 hours old. Rashi pumps. Delivers 3-2, a curve outside for ball four, and Campanella walks, which loads the bases. And Billy Cox is coming up as a pinch hitter. Billy Cox, who pinch hit a dribble single, sort of out in front of the plate yesterday. Cox taking over for Joe Hatton.
Attention, please. Brooklyn, number 3, Billy Cox, batting for Joe Hatton.
So Cox coming up to hit. The bases are FOB. They're full of Brooklyns, as the saying goes around this neck of the woods. Three men on. Two out. The Yankees, 10. The Dodgers, 2. Felica, the only pitcher throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen, so we'll see him in the seventh inning. Brashy now trying to settle matters in the sixth. Pitches, misses with the fastball in under the hand, 4-1. One ball, no strike. Big right hander has a very easy move. He's centering his attention on the hitter. Pinch hitter Billy Cox, slight right hand batter. Swings and misses at a sharp curveball. 1-1, one ball, one strike. Cox had the regular job at third until he sprained an ankle in the morning game Labor Day. And didn't play at all until yesterday. And he got in the ball game, finished it. 21 pitch, swung on, there's a foul ball. Back out of play, 1-2. Burrow takes the new ball, asks for time, walks out to the mound. 1-2, ball and strike count. Rashi, who lost that brilliant ball game to Preacher Row, game two at the stadium, now trying to hang on. Page and Silvera have stopped their work down the Yankee bullpen. They're looking on, along with everybody else. The pitch is a curve high inside for ball two. 2-2. Cox swings from the end. Rashi in no hurry. Well, he figured he's got a long winter ahead of him. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball high inside. Strike three. So Cox is struck out. He couldn't lay off that high inside fastball, which is one of the pitcher's best friends. It's 7 strikeouts for Rashi. So it is 1-1 in the last half of the sixth inning. 2 hits with 3 men left. So the totals at the end of 6 innings for the Yankees, 10 runs are all earned. 10 hits and 1 error. For the Dodgers, 2 runs earned, 7 hits and 2 errors.
Attention, please.
Well, Dodgers had an agreement that those totals hold water. Felica is being announced as the pitcher to come on in the 7th inning. And the Yankees at the end of 6 are out in front, 10-2. And on our broadcast, with the best wishes of the Gillette Safety Razor folks, we'll pause 10 seconds for our station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hear the World Series exclusively over WOR and see it on WOR TV Channel 9, WOR and WOR FM, New York.
I want to check back on the Yankee totals. We just gave you 10 hits for them. The hits should be 9. 3 hits off Bonnie, 3 hits off Batter, 2 off Erskine, and 1 off Hatton. So, the Yankees 10, 9, 1. The Dodgers, 2-7-2. Now Felica is out there on the troubled scene, ready to pitch to second baseman Coleman as we move into the seventh inning. Felica, a young right-hander, used primarily as a relief pitcher all year for the Dodgers. Not used very much in the late stages. Coleman, who's had a tremendous series for a rookie, 1-3 today, right-hand batter, swings and slaps it from foul in the upper first base stand, strike one. As we move along into the seventh inning, with the Yankees leading 10-2. The shadow of the stands is now almost completely developed. The playing area, right center field, in its depth out by the wall, still has a little bit of sun. Fastball swung on and missed at the plate, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Felica, 6-foot, graceful working right-hander, misses with a fastball low inside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Felica kicked on that decision. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, hit down straight to second baseman Robinson, who's up with it on a big hop, throws over to first to Hodges, and Coleman is retired. One up and one away. And pitcher Rashi gets a growing round of applause as he comes closer and closer to home plate. He's been quite a pitcher so far in the series. When you lose 1-0, that's just as close as you can cut it and be a losing pitcher. That was his fate against Preacher Row in the second game. Leaker's fastball high inside to Rashi, who's a right-hand batter and who has one hit. Not going to run with it back in the third inning. Vic steps up, swings, misses. One and one. Pitches right down in the slot. One out, nobody on in the seventh. Throw. Fastball low inside. Two and one. Campanella pumps the sign. Outfield step toward left. Rush is a good hitting pitcher. Takes a fastball over for a false second strike. It's two and two. It's a very interesting and a somber study to watch some of the faces of the National Leaguers as they sit back of the Brooklyn bench. Over there in the New York Giant box, Carl Hubble, Eddie Brannick, the Rhodes secretary, Mel Ott sitting shoulder to shoulder with Leo DeRocha. 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit right back to the mound on a big bounder. Leaker throws over to first, and Rashi is out. But Felica made him run all the way down the line. He wouldn't throw over there until after he had run very close to first base. So, two men will go on, top of the seventh. And the scooter, Phil Rizzuto, who's had a great series. He's done everything that you could ask of him. Fitz, fastball in there. Nothing in one. Felica so far just trying to get the ball over, I think. He hasn't gone very much. He can throw almost anything. Deals. There is a breaking ball that's fouled off. It might have been a knuckler. Ball seemed to be giving the snake-like wavers that came up. Nothing in two. Outfield toward left. Infield is up because of this fellow's speed. Curve swung on and missed. Strike three. So Felica strikes him out. That's the first curveball to use. Nothing across then for the Yankees. This is the first time in the ball game that they did not get a man on base in some fashion in the seven innings in which they batted. And the score remains the end of 6.5 innings. The Yankees 10 and the Dodgers 2. Last half of the seventh inning, and it's the top of the order. Reese, Jorgensen, and Snyder. And despite the adverse fortunes to his ball club, Pee Wee Reese has continued to be a standout. He's had singles his last two trips, drove in Brooklyn's first run, which guaranteed that, if nothing else, the complete ignominy of a shutout would be averted. Pee Wee has had six hits so far. Rashi works, and there's a line drive hit out into left field, right out to Woodling. Straight to the left fielder who holds it for... One gone, last of the seven. And Johnny Jorgensen, who's 0 for 3, moves up to the plate. Duke Snyder moves out on deck. The Spider, as they call him, left-hand hitter with an open stance, about 150 pounds. Big Rashi pumps once, delivers, fastball on the outside, ball one. Aegis pitching to spots. Most of his shirt now stained with perspiration. He deals outside again for ball two. 2-0. The Dodgers in a spot like this have no alternative left but to take the count right on down, trying to get ball four, because, you know, there's no defense against ball four, and you've got to get a lot of men on when you're behind 8 runs. Rashi misses with a fastball at the knees, low inside for ball three. 3-0. One away, nobody on. Barra sets his mitt as a target. 3-0 pitch inside for ball four. To Jorgensen, throws his stick away. Sam Strahl, the Brooklyn bat boy, retrieves it. This is walk number three for Rashi. And Duke Snyder, who doubled last time up in the sixth inning. Later was turned into Brooklyn's second tally. Snyder 1 for 3 today. He has 2 hits for 19 at-bats. Pitch, curve, swung on, hit down to second baseman Coleman. Gets through him out in right center field. Jorgensen around second, goes into third, and Snyder holds it first. Coleman going to his right over towards second base. That's a tough play. That's to the meat hand side to the second baseman. Can't quite come up with the ball, although he partially flagged it, and it's officially scored as a base hit. So Snyder comes up for the walk. That has to be a base hit. That could have only been a great play had Coleman come up with it. So that is a single in the center field for Snyder, sending Jorgensen to third. Hit number 8 for the Dodgers, and the batter is Robinson, who has 1 hit for 2 today.